This is why on this holiday of Sukkot, we have the Esrog Lol of Hadasarov, Ze Bechinas Tikkun HaMishpat. That again is called Tikkun HaMishpat, Shel Bechinas Kesher HaMerkava. Rabbein Zal said in that chapter in Likutei Moharan that Hashem's throne of justice has on it four symbols: the eagle, the lion, the ox, and the human image. It's four-cornered. Hashem's throne of justice is four-cornered. So Rav Nosson Zal says the Kesher HaMerkava of Hashem is four-cornered, Shehu Me'arba Arba, and all the items related to it come in fours, which we just read in the Haftarah 2 days ago, the Haftarah of Shavuos, the vision of Yechezkel HaNavi, Arba Chayos, Arba Oifanim, Arba Ponim, four of this type of angel, four of this type of angel, four images. Ki hadalet minim klulim mikol hakitos shebisrael kemuva. Because it's brought in the Medrash and in the Gemara that the four items that we take on Sukkot correspond to the four different types of Jews. Or the whole Jewish nation can be divided into four categories. Those that learning and mitzvahs, mitzvahs but no learning, learning but no mitzvahs, and no learning and no mitzvahs. That's one example of it. The Esrog has smell and has taste. The lulav comes from a tree that has taste, that has dates on it that you can eat, but no smell. The hadas, the myrtle branch, has smell, but there's no taste, there's nothing to eat there. And the arava has no smell, no taste. This is koilel all the different types of yidden that there are. Shashim izborach misnahi gimohem bedarkei mishpotov hanifloi moid, whereby Kaviyochel Hashem conducts himself with all the different types of yidden with spectacular justice. Bechinas tzadik v'toivloi, tzadik v'raloi, rosha v'toivloi, rosha v'raloi. The Gemara talks about four different aspects of justice. The tzaddik who's treated well, and the tzaddik who's mistreated. The rosha who's treated well, the rosha who's mistreated. Vaidei mitzvah hadalet minim, mamshichin tmimus tzaddik anal. By a Jew fulfilling this mitzvah of the four species, he draws upon himself the tmimus of the tzaddik, ad sheyizke lebchinas tikkun hamishpat, to the point where the Jew is zeche to the tikkun of the four, which means the tikkun of mishpat. And if you look in Sforim, they emphasize that the main thing is lohoyer el hoesroig. The main kavona that a person is supposed to have when they're doing the dalet minim is, because it's actually three in one. The lulav, hadasim, and arovos are all tied up, and you're holding them in one hand, and you're holding the esroig in the other hand. And the lulav, hadasim, and esroig, the lulav, hadasim, and arovos represent the Yud Kei Vav of Hashem's name. The Esrog represents the last Hey of Hashem's name, the Malchus. And it's brought that you're supposed to shine the light of these three into the Esrog. The Esrog represents the Malchus. There's a lot of proofs and reasons. Shehu b'chinas Knesses Yisrael. The Esrog represents the Shechina, the Jewish people as a whole. Darkei Hatmimus Famitiyim. And it also represents the concept of tmimus, a certain wholesomeness. Bechinas achas hi oinosi tamosi. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim which speaks about the Shechina and speaks about the Jewish nation, and it says, she is one, my dove, my, which is tamosi, which is 100% tam, completely white, no blemishes in it at all. Shehi bechinas esroi kamuva. That's the concept of the Esrog. When a person buys an Esrog, they're supposed to check all over. It's not allowed to be missing one drop. It's got to be 100% whole. If there's a little piece of the Esrog missing, it's possible. Or even spots. If there are certain kind of spots on it, it makes it possible. Whereas the lulav or the hadas or the arova, if they have a spot or two, or if a drop of a leaf is chipped off in most places, it's not possible. It's only the Esrog that has to be whole. V'zehu tamosi daiko. That's why this word tamosi is used about the Shechina and Klal Yisrael. Kemo shador shazal, as the Gemara says, shetmima, that the Jewish people have this quality, and the Shechina have this quality of tmima, wholeness. Bechinas tmimus, referring to this attribute we discussed, this Yaakov ish tam, and this tmimus that a Jew is supposed to have. This is why Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah follows Sukkos. She'oz choizrim v'nichnosim mehasukah labayis. That's when we go back into the house. Va'oz oiskim l'sayim ha'toyroh v'lachzer l'aschim v'bereshis. And that's when we finish the last parsha of the Torah, v'zos ha'brocha, and we start again. We go back to the beginning. V'chol zeo b'chinas tikkun ha'yeshiva ha'kdoshah shel Yisrael she'oiskim b'toyroh l'maisa. This all represents the tikkun of this special yeshiva, where we said they're involved in teaching Yiddishkeit lemaisa, not theory, but practice, doing it, doing the mitzvahs and everything. Lahamshich emuna boilam, to draw real faith in Hashem and faith in tzaddikim into the world. V'laseis balei tshuva v'geirim, and to be makarev all those people who can become a kurev. Im kol ha'tikunim anal, with all the tikunim that we spoke about. Shezeh ho'esik ha'kodesh hischol b'Rosh Hashanah, this whole process starts on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz ikur ha'haschol olasik b'tikun emuna yideh shivav doshu. That's when this whole procedure starts. That's when the term in this yeshiva gets started. V'zeh b'china shofar. That's why we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shaydei zeh koirin u'mo'irin is kol bo'i olam she'izkaptso le'yeshivav doshu. That's the announcement. Whenever yeshiva is going to be starting, the first thing they do is they put a tzetlach. They put a paper saying, registration is now opening for this and this yeshiva. Anyone who wants, hear you, hear you. Whoever wants to come and join, join. Rav Nosazal says, that's the symbol of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's calling out and informing everybody that this yeshiva is starting up again. And whoever wants to come and join is welcome. She'yisoido be'eretz Yisrael be'beis hamikdash k'nal. Whereby the foundation of this yeshiva is only in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdosh. U'mishom mekavlim kol ha'yeshiva yisagdoshos she'oiskem bohem b'limu Torah l'shmo. And that's the source from which all the real yeshivas in the world, where they're studying Torah for the right reasons, all of them are drawing their energy from there, from that center of the world, from the Beis HaMikdosh, from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, from the Beis HaMikdosh. Shehu Iker, what's the main result that we're looking for in this yeshiva? Lishmar v'lasoi sulekayim. For the people to do the religion, not just learn about it, just like I heard from my Rebbe Zechem Avrocha, that a thief is not one who knows how to steal. For knowing how to steal, you're not called a thief. A thief is one who steals. So to a Talmud Chacham, most people say he's a big Talmud Chacham, he knows how to learn very well. Knowing how to learn doesn't mean Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is one who learns, who is learning and learning and learning and growing constantly. And again, learning alone isn't Talmud Chacham. It's because the learning itself says, V'loi hamed v'shoikor ala maisa. The Gemara says that learning alone isn't the main thing, it's action. It's translating your learning into action. So we see that that's the main thing. Lishmor v'lasu sulakayim. V'ikr kium ha-Torah, and the main fulfillment of Hashem's Torah, the main manifestation of one's fulfillment of the Torah, hu ho'emuna ha-Kdosha, is the faith, the true faith that a person has, that's reflected in every thought, every word that comes out of his mouth. He says, Imiyotz Hashem, with Hashem's help. He doesn't say, I, me, my, I built, I. And in every action he does, it's a reflection of his emun and Hashem. Kemo Shamazal, as the Gemara says, Makis, bo Chavakuk vehemidon alachas. Chavakuk Hanovi came along and summarized the entire Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit, on one point. The tzaddik be'emunoso yichya. There's a passage that says, a tzaddik with his emuna lives, implying that the emuna alone makes him a tzaddik. That item is the thing that's called tzaddik, the madrega of emuna. And that's koilo of the entire Torah. Uchsiv, there's another passage that says, kol mitzvah secho emuna. The sum total of all the mitzvahs is emuna. The purpose of all the mitzvahs is to bring you to higher and higher levels of faith in Hashem, of awareness that there is Hashem. Why do we put on tzitzis in the morning? to become more aware that there's Hashem in the world. Why do we put on tefillin? Why do we learn Torah? Why do we eat kosher? The purpose of it is to reach higher and higher levels of shleimus ha'emuna. That's the purpose. Some people think that it's only the other way, that you need emuna so that you'll do the mitzvahs. No. It works the other way too, that one of the main reasons why we're doing mitzvahs and why we're learning is to be zeichet emuna. But I thought emuna was for first graders. No. Emuna is for the most advanced yidden. And you have many yidden that are advanced in everything, and yet in emuna they fall very short. Proof is, there was a Spanish Inquisition, the Yavetz writes this, that he lived during the time of the Spanish Inquisition, and he writes he saw many learned religious people fall like flies in terms of when they were put to the test of your religion or your life. And he saw people who were less knowledgeable and less, and yet had a certain deep, deep ingrained faith in Hashem, where they were able to remain strong no matter what, no matter when, even when they were challenged and put up against the wall, nothing could touch their faith, nothing could temper their faith. Which means that on a certain level they were much, much more advanced in Yiddishkeit than other people who had covered a few hundred pages more than them in this and that, but yet Lamaisa, that the results show that he was in a completely different madriga than the other one. Just like Lahavdil, you have people who take courses in self-defense, karate, and then it comes to the street and suddenly you see this guy who knows all the spinning kicks, and in 1 second he's on his face tied up in a sack and they put him in the refrigerator. And the other guy who wasn't learning all the form, he wasn't following all the form to perfect detail, but yet he got the puncture, he understood the message, and when put to the test, was able to apply just what needed to apply to get the job done. So who's more matzliach? The one who knows a few pages more, or knows well, the one who can put it into practice. Because this is the main concept of the blessing of the shofar, lo'irer hakol Hashem yisborach, to wake up everybody to Hashem, v'lasos balei tshuva v'geirim, and to be able to reach out. The shofar isn't to people. You don't even blow a shofar if somebody's standing right next to you. The shofar is to the person who's outside, who's far away. Take a look at what you're saying. If you look at that paragraph that we say right before Tkiya Shofar, Lam Natzeach Livnei Korach, we say it 7 times. What are we saying there? K'mo Shekosav, it says over there, Kol ha'amim tikul chof. Let all nations join hands. Yivchar lonu es nachloseinu. May Hashem choose for us our special place. Shua beis hamikdash. Sheshom ikar sheresh kedushas ha'yeshiva k'dosha. V'zeh. And how does it all come about? Al yidei olo elokim b'trua. Kaviyochel Hashem is elevated through the blessed of the shofar. Canal, as we said earlier, Shayidei Koil Shofar Mo'irim Kulam Canal. It's the shofar that has the ability to awaken and inspire everybody, the furthest people. V'zehu Elokim Yoshav Al Kisei Kodshoi. The pasuk says over there, this is all part of that paragraph, Hashem sits on his holy throne. Yoshav Daiko Ki Besarusa De Lesato Isar Leila. Rav Nosson says, it says Hashem sitting on his throne. What put him there? The answer is the fact that we on earth are following the Tikkun HaMishpat. By us doing what's called Tikkun HaMishpat, all the steps that Rav Nosson Zal described here, the Rebbe with the Talmidim coming to the Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah, and all the different things that he described there along the way, by us doing the Tikkun HaMishpat below on earth, we are the ones who put Hashem on his throne of Mishpat in heaven. The Chol Mashem is stuck in Yisra Yeshiva Shalmato. And we said this yeshiva, by rejecting who they're supposed to reject and bringing close who they're supposed to bring close, that's affecting the Mishpat of Hashem. And the more that this yeshiva is getting established below, Kemoikein is stuck in Lamalo, HaYeshiva Shalmalo. This is reflected in what's called the Yeshiva Shalmala, the Bezdin in heaven, being established. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Hu Rosh Yeshiva Kemuva. The Zohar HaKadosh uses that title for Hashem. Hashem is called the Rosh Yeshiva in heaven. Va'oz Ikar Yeshivosei Al Kisei Kodshoi. And then and only then can Hashem be seated on His throne. When we on earth have done the Tikkun HaMishpat by establishing the type of yeshiva that the Moses spoke about here. V'zeh shemaschilim b'Rosh Hashanah ha-melech yoshev al-kisei kodshoi. And this is why the chazan begins, the Baal Shachris begins with those words, ha-melech yoshev, ki achshav b'Rosh Hashanah moishiv en oisei al-kisei kaviyachol ha-yidei tikkun ha-yeshiva yisakdoshu shelamato. Because it's now on Rosh Hashanah that we are seating Hashem on His throne by us establishing the yeshivas down here. Bebechinas, ki shama yoshvu kisos lemishpat, kisos lebeis David. It says over there in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, they sat on thrones of judgment, thrones for the house of David HaMelech. Ki ikar yisoidom b'Yerushalayim bebeis HaMikdash. Because the main foundation for all of this is in Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hamikdash, where the Sanhedrin was. That was the yesoid for all yeshivas throughout the world. V'zehu nedivei amim ne'esofu am elokei Avraham. It says over there in this paragraph that the good ones of the nations of the world were gathered in the people, the nation of the Hashem of Avraham. Shehem ha-geirim shemistachnen al yidei b'chinas ha-megini eretz. These are the geirim who are able to be brought in through the tzaddikim that are called the Mogine Eretz, which Rav Moshe Zal spoke about earlier. And this is why it says over there at the end of that chapter, Ki Lelokim Mogine Eretz, because Hashem has His Mogine Eretz, which are the tzaddikim who are qualified to bring people close to Yiddishkeit. They know who to reject and who to accept. Va'oz, and what happens then? The last two words of that kapitel in Tehillim are, Mo'oid Na'alo. Hashem is very elevated. Va'oz Mo'oid Na'alo U'misroim Im Hashem Yisborach. That's when Hashem really, really is elevated. Ki zeh ikar hisroim amuso yigdulos Yisborach. Because this is the main elevation of Hashem and the main manifestation of Hashem's greatness. When those people who are very, very far from Him are able to come close to Him. As we mentioned in other places. Because through our shofar below, we activate the shofar above in heaven. Which is the shofar that's going to blow when Mashiach comes. About which the Pasuk says, V'hoyo b'yoyim ha'hu yitoka b'shofar gadol, uvo ha'oivdim b'eretz Ashur, v'hanidochim b'eretz Mitzrayim, v'ishtachavu l'Hashem barakodesh b'Yerushalayim. It says that there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to blow a shofar, and all the most lost Jews, those Jews that got lost in Assyria when the king of Ashur switched around all peoples of the world, shifted them all around, or those Jews that got lost in Mitzrayim, in the darkness there, all of them are going to be able to return. Shekulam yavoyu l'shom v'hishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha-kodesh b'Yerushalayim. All of them will bow before Hashem on Hashem's holy mountain Yerushalayim. Shekulam yavoyu l'shom sheshom ikar kiddushas ha-yeshivas ha-kodeshim kana. Uvechol aseres yimei tshuva oiskim bozeh. And we continue to be involved in this type of activity throughout aseres yimei tshuva ad Yom Kippur. Ki ba'aseres yimei tshuva mesaknen ha-choysum nikdusha. Because throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're involved in being misaken the seal of Kiddusha. U'biyom HaKippurim nigmar. It's completed on Yom Kippur. K'may shekosov shom ba'toranal, as is written in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Ki ikar tikun ha-choysom hu'al yedei ba'alei tshuva v'geirim k'may shekosov shom. Because the main ones that help to complete this seal of Kiddusha is the ba'alei tshuva and geirim. V'zeh b'chinas chasoim Torah b'limudai. There's a pasuk that says, seal the Torah with my limudim. Rav Nosenthal says, Shena Salide Limud HaKodosh Shel HaYeshiva HaKodosh Shel Kama Shekozov Sham. Rav Nosenthal says over there, through the study that's taking place in this type of yeshiva, the yeshiva we described here, that's what makes this seal that's being prepared throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva completed. V'al kein b'knisas Yom HaKippurim Oimrim b'yeshiva shel malo u'b'yeshiva shel mato anu matirim lehispalel im avaryonim. We said this before, that the opening statement of the Chazan on the night of Yom Kippur, the first night is, right before Kol Nidre, he says, in the heavenly yeshiva and on yeshiva down on earth, we hereby declare that we're giving permission to the Jewish people to daven even with the sinners. We're including them in our prayers. Ki oz nistaknen ha-yeshivos ha-kdoshos, because that's the time when Yom Kippur is beginning, during the holiday of Yom Kippur, is when these yeshivas are being established. The yeshiva in heaven and the yeshivas down on earth below for the new year. Sha-yeshivo shel-malo mistakenes ha-idei yeshiva shel-mato kanal. It's what's going to happen on the yeshiva down on earth that's going to determine the establishment of the yeshiva in heaven. V'zeh ono matirim l'spalel amaravionim. We down on earth are making the decision that it's permitted to daven with the sinners. We are saying that we're opening the door for them to join. Kizeh ikur tikkun ha-yeshiva, because this is the main tikkun of a yeshiva. To simply take a bunch of boys who are good in learning and good in firmkeit and put them together and have them learn, it's an accomplishment, but that's not the full achievement of what a yeshiva is supposed to be able to accomplish. Because kizeh ikur tikkun ha-yeshiva, lahalos kol ha-avaryonim, lachnisam alakdusha, lasoisoisam balei tshuva v'gerim kanal. The true full spectrum of what a yeshiva is supposed to be able to accomplish is to even be able to bring in people that are far from learning, not into learning and not into Yiddishkeit, and to inspire them and activate them and bring them, turn them on to learning and to mitzvahs and everything. V'alkein heimaseres yemei tshuva. And this is why the Torah tells us that there's 10 days of tshuva. Ki ikar yisoid ha-yeshiva ha-kdosho hu lepochos asorim ebnei Yisrael sheruyim l'chol davar shebitusha. Because the most basic unit that you need in a yeshiva is 10 people. Because that's what you need, that's the minimum that you need for any item of kedusha. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, to be able to say Kaddish, to be able to say a Baruch Hu, you need 10. Because the Gemara says, Ki akol be'asoro shchinta sharya. When you have a group of 10, the Shekhinah is present. Only when you have 10. Even if you have Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, and this one and that one, if it's under 10, they can't force, they can't say Kaddish. They can't say Baruch Hu. Whereas if you have 10 of the most ordinary Jews, they're allowed to say Kaddish. The Tikkun Ezra says in one place, what's the connection between 10 and the Shekhinah? It says, if you take the numbers 1 to 10, and you take each one to its power, 1 times 1, 2 times 2, that's 2 to the 2 squared, 3 squared, 4 squared. If you take the numbers 1 through 10 and add them up, it's exactly Begimatria 385, which is Shekhinah. 1 square plus 2 square plus 3 square plus 4 plus 9 square plus 10 square equals Shekhinah exactly, showing that this is the power of a minyan. This is what 10 people can do. They can force the presence of the Shekhinah. Shezeo b'chinas asoro sheyoish ben al shulchan echod voiskin batoiro. This is what the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. It's about 10 people sitting at one table and studying Torah together. Shehu b'chinas limud ha-yeshiva k'doisha. This is talking about the basic unit of a yeshiva. Shekhinah shruya b'nehem. That's enough to have the presence of the Shekhinah with them. Hein b'chinas aseres yemei tshuva. They correspond, those 10 people correspond to the 10 days of tshuva. Keneged ho'edo ha-kdoisha shel ha-yeshiva k'doisha shein b'chusa mi'asora, which corresponds to this unit of a yeshiva, this foundation unit of a yeshiva, which can't be less than 10. V'alkein b'sukois os yoit semeah ba'yisro asuko kol Yisrael. And this is why after Yom Kippur, we said on Yom Kippur is when the yeshiva is established. We say b'yeshiva shel ma'ale, b'yeshiva shel mata, and it's the culmination of 10 days of tshuva, which means we've gathered together the 10 members that are going to make up the foundation of this yeshiva. And right after Yom Kippur, we go into the holiday of Sukkos, when we leave the house and go into the temporary place. Shehu b'chinas tiltul v'no v'nod. This is the concept of golus, wandering around. V'hakoil b'shvil l'hispashe boilam. The purpose of this is to spread out in the world. L'hoidi alav ne'odam givurois noirois hachidushim amitiyim shemishachim b'choleis b'yishivak toisha. In order to teach the world, to inform the world of the fabulous revelations of Torah that are being revealed inside this special yeshiva. In order to inspire and arouse all the people in the world to come and gather to this yeshiva, to come and join, plug in. And to do a true tshuva. This is what we mentioned earlier, that Talmidei Chachamim have an obligation to walk, to go to different places in order to spread Torah. This is all the concept of Sukkah, where you're not staying locked up in your house, you're going out, you're reaching out. This is why the Torah tells us that on Sukkos, in the Beis Hamikdash, they sacrificed 70 oxen, keneged ayin umois, corresponding to the 70 nations of the earth. What do we care about this? So what do we have to do with the 70 nations of the earth? Kedei levarer hatoiv shebohem. This means to be able to extract the good that's found in every one of those 70 nations. Lahalois gerim, to be able to be makari, those gerim, those that small percentage of every one of those nations that's capable of joining Klal Yisrael. The kanal, as we mentioned earlier, v'yachakach choizrim v'nechnosam yasukah labayis b'shmini atzeres. And after 7 days of sukkahs on Shmini Atzeres, we go back into the house. Ki ikar yeshivas habayis shelish ha-yisraeli hu leishev shom v'lasoik batoyra im chaveirov oyim bono v'talmidov. Because the main living at home, what we call living at home, or I'm going home to do what? What's the most important thing that a Jew is supposed to be doing at home? Studying Torah with his chavrusas, or with his kids, or with his students. Shezeh chal al kol echot miYisrael afi b'chinosoi. This obligation applies to every single Jew on his level, whether it's learning with his wife, whether it's learning with his chavrusa, whether it's learning with his son, whether it's learning with his neighbor. That's the most important activity that's supposed to take place in a house. Or if a person is completely incapable of learning, he never had any yeshiva education, he doesn't have any books, oy shal kolponim yachzik talmidei chachamim, or at least the minimum that a Jew should be doing is helping to support talmidei chachamim. Shehem bichlal bnei ha-yeshiva, who are the members of this yeshiva, sheyuchlu lasek ba-Torah, to make it possible for them to learn Torah. Shaydeze gam hu bichlal bnei ha-yeshiva, whereby any Jew that's zoche to do that, any Jew that's zoche to use his money to help support those bnei yeshiva, that makes him be considered a member of the yeshiva also. This is the main holiness of a Jewish home. The holiness of a Jewish home is that there's Torah learning taking place there, or they are supporters of Torah, or both. Because the Gemara says, a Jewish home in which Torah words are not being heard deserves to burn down, chas v'shalom. Who can move on b'dvorav zal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 67 in the second half of Likutei Moran, shekedushas botei bnei Yisrael heim b'chinas kedushas habeis hamikdash. The holiness of a Jewish home draws its holiness from the Beis Hamikdash. And what was the holiness in the Beis Hamikdash? The fact that you had the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin, which was the center of the heart. What made the Beis Hamikdash so holy that you were able to have karbonos and the bills and the bar, all of this gas? What made it so holy was that you had the highest level of Torah being learned there, the Sanhedrin. Ki mitzion teitzei soira. V'zeo b'chinas ha-beis de bereishis. This is the concept of the large letter beis in the Sefer Torah of the word bereishis. B'chinas roish bayis. Hainu kanal, as we said before, she'ikr kedushas beis Yisrael u'kishenichlal b'kedushas ha-beis ha-mikdosh. The main thing that makes a Jewish home holy and special is when it's plugged in, it's drawing from the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshom Iker HaYeshiva HaKadosh HaKanal, which was where the highest level yeshiva sat. V'alkein Tziv Olenu Hashem Yisborach Shebechol Shona V'Shona Onu Tzrichim Lotzeis Mibotenu Acha Yom HaKippurim V'lichno Yisela Sukkah. This is why Hashem has made it mandatory for every Jew after Yom Kippur to leave his home and go out into the sukkah to inspire and to invite all the people out of his house to come and join the house, to come and join the yeshiva. And then we go back into the house on Shmini Atzeres, ki oz ikar tikun habayis, shekol tikunoi b'kiyumoi, where the main ticket is to bring this all back into the house, and that when he's in the house, he should be sitting there, big dusha, learning. This is our tefillah throughout all of these days, throughout from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Shmini Atzeres. There's one extra chapter of Tehillim that all Ashkenazi Jews say every day. L'dovad Hashem Oiri. And what's the focal point of the Dovid Hashem Oiri? Where Dovid HaMelech says to Hashem, Achas Shoalti Me'es Hashem. There's one item that I ask of Hashem. What is it? Shifti Beveis Hashem, that I should be zecher to live in the house of Hashem. Meaning that where I'm living should be a house of Hashem. It should be a place where Torah is being studied, where mitzvahs are being practiced. Shezehu Ikro Ho'azhoro Shebekriyashma. This is the main warning to a Jew that's found in the Kriya Shema. Shemazhir al ho'emunah k'doshah. We know that Kriya Shema is the most important foundation of declaration of faith in Hashem, where we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And what does it say there? V'dibarta bom. You should speak words of Torah b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you're living in your house. Not that your house is a place of video games and TV and this, that, and learning. Sure, well, whenever we go to shul, we learn there. Whenever we go to yeshiva, we learn. But at home, you're supposed to be able to have a good time. That's not what it says in Kriya Shema. Shebechol yeshivosoi bebeisoi yedaber bo emunah k'doshah. A Jew has to see to it that whenever he's sitting at home, whatever he's doing at home, he should be involved in speaking about faith in Hashem, speaking words of faith in Hashem. Shehu klal ha-Torah, which is the summary of the whole Torah. We said, kol mitzvah secho emuna, right? Bo chavakuk ve'emidon alachas v'tzadik emunosu yichya. V'oz beisoy bebchinas beis Hashem. A Jew who does this, his house is called a beis Hashem. A Jew who, any chance he gets to talk to his kids, or to his wife, or on the telephone, or any talking he's doing, he'll always try to bring it to Emun and Hashem, that kind of thing. V'chinas beis ha-yeshiva k'doshah, she'oskim shom b'limud ha-kodesh hazeh. This is referring to that special yeshiva we spoke about earlier, that special type of yeshiva, where this is the main thing they're preaching in that yeshiva. Faith in Hashem. Ki kol botei b'nei Yisrael, tzrichim l'kabel kiddushos ha-mishom. Because all the Jewish homes have to draw their kiddusha from that special yeshiva. V'alkei nikra atzeres. This is why the eighth day of Sukkot is called Shmini Atzeres, because the word atzeres in Hebrew means gathering. An atzeret means a gathering. Loshen asifa. Ki oz ikar gemar tikken ho asifa shu b'chinas beis ha-yeshiva k'desha shemisas mesham lasek b'torah lishmo lamshech nu l'boyon kanal. Because it's on Shmini Atzeres that this process is completed, where we're going from the sukkah back into the house. And we're taking all of those new customers that we picked up outside bringing them back into the house of Kedusha, the house of Kedusha, where Divrei Torah are being spoken, where words of Emun and Hashem are being spoken. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein oz mesayinim ha-Torah, v'chois renu maschil enoysa. This is why on the holiday of Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah, that's the holiday when we complete the Torah and we start again right away from the beginning. Ki ze ikar esek ha-yeshiva, because this is the main function of a yeshiva, lasuk ba-Torah, to study Torah, l'sayma v'lasar l'aschila, to finish and go back to the beginning, to finish the whole thing and go round two, round three. Ki arucha me eretz mida, because the pasuk says that the Torah is longer than this entire world. Ki hu bechinas mayim amukim eitzah b'levish. The Torah has in it deep, deep waters, which give a person the deepest counsel and advice. Sheyesh amkus otzum b'chol dibur. There's an incredible depth in every statement of Torah, u'b'chol ois, and in every letter of the Torah. I'll give you an example. I just had, you know, again, I don't usually mix this in, but we have to mix this in. I had a phone call last night from a close friend from America talking about Shavuos. The topic of what he did on Shavuos came up, and he mentioned that he follows our custom of going to the mikveh Shavuos night. Middle of the night, towards morning, going to the mikveh. And he mentioned that he went, and another friend of his went also, and they were hammered, they were insulted by some of the people in their neighborhood who told them that this is Bittul Torah. Shavuos night is a time for learning. What kind of, it's not a time for swimming lessons. Swim when you get to Olam Haba, you go swimming. This is what was said. And again, he heard this, and unfortunately, he didn't have the answer on the tip of his lips. He didn't have what to say to that. So I said to him, let me tell you a funny joke. All of those kids, whether it's kids with long beards or short beards or no beards, who said this to you are obviously kids in Yiddishkeit, because they don't even know why they were counting Sfiras Omer. They went to shul and they said, Hayom, Shnei Yomim Lorimesh, Hayom, Shnei. And to them it was like counting Lakshin, it was like counting Noodle. They have no idea what it was about. They don't know that the Zohar HaKadosh explains that till Pesach, we were in Mitzrayim. All of us were sunken into Tumah. On Pesach, the Jews got, and there was blood there. It says when the Jews were coming out, Paray said, Ru'u ki ro neged b'neichem. He saw a symbol of blood. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains this implies dam nida, that the whole Jewish nation was considered to be in a status of nida, like an impure woman. We know that Knesset Yisrael is compared to a woman. Hashem is the chosn. It says in Shir HaShirim, "Biyoyim chasunosoi," that the day of Hashem's wedding, the Gemara says, "Zu Matan Torah." Matan Torah was a wedding ceremony between Hashem, the chosn, and the Jewish people, the kala. What was the ksuba? The ksuba was the Torah. The Torah was the written document that describes all the conditions of the marriage. And the most slightly religious Jew knows that before you can have a wedding, the woman has to go through 7 days of purity, where she does not see blood anymore, but there's no more blood, and then she has to go to the mikveh. And if she doesn't do those two things, then she's not ready for the wedding. So the Zohar HaKadosh explains that the 7 weeks of the Omer corresponds to the 7 days of purification that a woman goes through, and the Zohar HaKadosh says the mikveh that a Jew goes through at night, not the mikveh of Erev Sukkos, al pi halacha, every single holiday, but Shavuos night, that the Zohar HaKadosh says is the mikveh for the wedding. Any Jew that zocheh to go to the mikveh that night shows that he believes that this action is taking place. And if not, then what was he doing through his omer? He was counting turkeys, or he was counting basketballs, but he didn't realize what the count was all about. From the Shulchan Aruch and Gemara, you get to know about 30% of Yiddishkeit. There's another 70% that's Pnimius HaTorah, which you're not going to get to know it unless you learn the Zohar HaKadosh and the Midrashim and the Sifrei Kabbalah and all of these other things. The maximum you can score on the big picture is a 30. And when he heard this and he realized that these people who are putting themselves up, they think they know the Torah, they don't know that they're in first grade.
They didn't do the Rashi yet.
They're in a position to tell somebody else what to do, and they're in a position to lay off. And I said to them, besides the point, the Gemara says, V'loi hamedre shoikar el hamaisim. The Gemara says that in Yiddishkeit, there's two things. There's learning, and there's practicing, there's fulfillment. The Gemara says, don't ever make the mistake in thinking that the learning is the main thing. The more important item is the fulfillment, doing the mitzvahs. Here's what Nusansal is emphasizing. People don't realize that every halacha in Shulchan Aruch, every statement in the Torah, has unbelievable depth to it. And just because you didn't learn it doesn't mean it's not there. It's there. You better go find the yeshiva that teaches that. When I was 17 years old, I had gone to yeshivas my whole life. This yeshiva, that yeshiva. And at that point, I met a certain rabbi that looked like other rabbis. He had 10 fingers on his head, not 11, and he was learning the same Gemara, same Chumash as they were. I was hearing his shiurim, and I was finding out that Yiddishkeit was like 1,000 times bigger than what I had been shown in yeshiva. I was being shown that in yeshiva, it's not that they were teaching sports in yeshiva, they were teaching Torah, but they were just teaching 20% of it, or 30%. They were teaching the part that's for kids, Shulchan Aruch, Gemara, which again, every good religious kid is supposed to finish Shas, is supposed to finish Shulchan Aruch a good couple of times. But you don't stop there, you don't go into retirement there, otherwise you miss the boat. That's when you first really get serious and roll up your sleeves, to whatever extent Hashem is willing to reveal to us the meaning behind the mitzvah, and the depth to it and everything, which if a person doesn't have that, it's tremendously lacking. The Birkei Yosef in Shulchan Aruch is one of the most powerful Sephardic poskim, and he wrote Sifrei Halacha and Sifrei Drush and everything. The Chidol Zohar writes that there's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, Al tihiyu kisus kifered ein hovin. Don't be like mules who have no understanding. The Chidol Zohar says, what is this referring to? This is referring to religious people, learned people, who have decided to accept only 3/4 of the learning. We know that the Torah, the full scope of the Torah, is called the Pardes of Torah, the orchard of Torah. And Pardes means Pshat. The Pei stands for Pshat. The Reish is Remez. The Dalet is Drush, and the Samach is Soid, secrets. The simple interpretation, the hints, the Drush, the Gemara, the Medroshim, and then there's the secrets. The Chidol Zohar says, a Jew who says, for me it's enough, if I'll get to know all the Pshat, Remez, and Drush, Hashem will love me. No, Hashem won't love you. If you score 100 on those 3 areas, you're called a Pered. You're called a mule, a dumb mule, because all of that was introduction. All of that was prerequisite stuff to get to the inside picture, to dive into these deep waters, these mayim amukim, which is the secrets of Torah. This is all prerequisite. It's a stepping stone. Again, if a person says, I'm not smart enough, but that a person should have the audacity to make fun. Somebody's making fun and laughing and presenting himself. He knows the whole Torah, and because he didn't learn about this, obviously it doesn't exist in Yiddishkeit. It must be a sin. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Megillah is the mevatel Torah. Why? Because it's a mitzvah oiveres. There are certain mitzvahs where if you're not going to do this mitzvah right now, you're going to lose it. For the smallest mitzvah, you put aside Limud HaTorah. And again, I'm not looking to make fun of Limud HaTorah, because unless you're going to learn, you ain't even going to know what a mitzvah is or anything. But people who are learning only, wait till they find out what a funny joke it is that they got to home plate and they never ran around the bases. You know a guy who hits the home run and he stays at home plate, he never goes around the bases? You know what happens? Rachmona Litzlan. Sheyesh amkus otzum b'chol dibur v'chol ois. There's an incredible depth in every statement of the Torah and in every letter of the Torah. The Iker hu hamaisa. And the main thing in Yiddishkeit is doing, learning, and then fulfilling what you learn. Shehu ho'etzis hakdoshis shetzorech kolechot lohovin beliboy. This is referring to the holy advice that each and every Jew is supposed to derive in his heart and understand. Eich lehinotzel mikol ra shel hevle yoylam azeh. How to be able to succeed at escaping all the ra that's found in this world. There's a lot of ra in this world. Eich lahatzel nafshoy mini shachas. How to save his nefesh from going into Gehenna. Sheze ikur halimud hakodosh shel hayeshiva kedoshah. That's the main emphasis in the right kind of yeshiva, shehu tmimus upshitus, which is a certain simplicity, not krumkeit, and not looking to go into scientific shtick. Aval yesh bozeh hatmimus nistorois va'amkus otzum. But within this simplicity, there's an incredible depth, a hidden depth. V'alkein tzrichim lehisabek harbe ba'afar ragle b'nei yeshiva. And this is why a Jew has to be willing to roll in the dust of the feet of the members of this kind of yeshiva. If a person is zocheh to find someone who learned in that kind of yeshiva, where he picked up that kind of learning, a person has to be willing to roll in the dust of his feet, lekabel amkus atzosam hamitius, to be zocheh to receive from them the depth of their true advice, lizkois lilmoid ulalameid lishmor velasoi sulakayim eskol duvei atoira mi bereshis adlenei kol yisrael im kol torah shebal peah klula behem ulasaima ulahaser laschila. To be zocheh to learn and to get to a level where you're able to teach others and to fulfill every single word in the Torah from Bereshis till Ein Yisrael with the whole Shas and whole Shulchan Aruch, and then go back to the beginning and start again and go deeper and deeper. The Iker Hu Emuna. And the most important item in everything is true faith in Hashem, to really believe and know that there's a Hashem. Shebozeh Misayem Es HaTorah. If you look at the Torah, what's the last words, what's the bottom line of the whole Sefer Torah? L'chol ha'osoy samosim. After all the miracles and wonders that Moshe Rabbeinu did, u'l'chol ha'moira ha'godoy l'asher osa Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael, and after all the awesome things that Moshe Rabbeinu showed Klal Yisrael, sh'aydezeh nizgale eloikusoy u'memshaltoy sh'layochid ha'kadmoyim. What was the purpose of all of that? To reveal to Klal Yisrael the heavenliness of the one Hashem. The one Hashem who goes all the way back to the beginning. V'tekev maschilin bereshis bor lekimas hashemayim v'soretz. And as soon as we say that, the next aliyah goes right back to Bereshis. He starts from Bereshis. Shehu ikro ha'emun ha'kdesha, which is the most basic item in faith in Hashem, laham en bemes b'chidish olam. To believe that Hashem created the world from scratch, that there was nothing that existed before Hashem created this world. Yesh me'ayin amuchlat, that Hashem created this world from zero. Achar heder gomor, where there was nothing at all in existence before that. Shezeh emunas kol Yisrael. This is the emuna of every single Jew. Havot tzrichin la'asik bazeh kol yomov. But a Jew has to study this his entire life. Ulechapes ulevakesh esatzmoi b'chol eis eichu eiches b'emun ha'kdosh hazois. And to examine himself to see, where am I holding in emuna? Where is my emuna really strong now or not? Alkein tzrichim lilmoid harbei b'yegiyeis rabois etzel b'nei ha'yishiv ha'kdosho. Therefore, a person has to learn a lot with tremendous struggle. This kind of learning isn't easy. It takes incredible effort by this type of a yeshiva that's teaching this kind of emun in Hashem and a seriousness about kiyum ha-mitzvos. Shezeh b'chinas siyum ha-Torah v'ascholos b'chol shana. This is the concept of finishing the Torah and starting again every single year. B'chinas ha-foich bo v'ha-foich bo u'siv u'balei bo. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, go over the Torah again and again and rot in it. In other words, meaning tire yourself out in it. Go all the way. Kizeh kol hodom. Because this is the whole purpose of man. Shebo rak bishvil zeh loylam. The whole purpose for which a yid was put into this world is begin the yishtemoido in lay. This is the wording in the Zohar Kodesh. To get to recognize and understand Hashem. Lodas ulahaki roise izboruch. To get to understand and realize Hashem. Vohikar alidei ho'emun ha'kdosha. Most important thing is true faith. V'chol zeh nistakin alidei ha'shiv ha'kdosha shehischo b'rosh Hashanah v'nigmar b'shmini atzeres. And all of this is established through this special yeshiva, which goes through its whole registration process from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres. V'alkein Oz Mesayimim HaTorah B'chol Shono V'chayzron Maschilim HaYisrael. And this is why Hashem timed it, that during this period of time we finish the Torah and go back to the beginning, to show this cycle of emunah, and this cycle of looking to penetrate to deeper mayim amukim, it's deep waters. Deep waters. When a guy who goes scuba diving, first he tries 300 feet, and he does his thing over there, then he goes 600 feet, then he goes 9, penetrating deeper and deeper levels, and realizing that just because I made it to here, that doesn't mean that's the end. There's deeper and deeper.
Can I ask a question before we go to the next section?
The question was just asked, where is this yeshiva that Rav Nosson Zal has been describing so much here? And the answer is that in each and every single generation, there has been this yeshiva. There's no concept of a doer yosom. There's no concept of an orphan generation where there are some people who say, nowadays there's no such thing as real Yerushalayim. Now there's no such thing as this. It's not true. Where the Arizal was zecher during his time, you're talking about a generation of giants. You're talking about the 1500s. The Beis Yosef lived during his time. The Al-Sheikh HaKodosh. The giants who started the Shulchan Aruch lived during the Arizal's time. And yet, Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes in the introduction to the writings of the Arizal, he explains over there that I'm about to present the teachings of my Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha. His Rebbe was still living, passed away, I'm not sure. And he writes over there in the Hagdama that this is the teachings of Pnimiyas HaTorah, the innermost secrets of Torah, etc. And he says, I know that during our generation, there were rabbis who opposed this, and there were rabbis who stayed away from this, etc. He said, to these rabbis, I have one statement for them. He says, the Tana Elokai Rabbi Meir Makhisham. The Tana Rabbi Meir proves them wrong. Why? He says, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol Haloime Torah Lishmo, Zoche Ledvorim Harbe. Rabbi Meir says, any Jew who studies Torah properly will be zeichet to a whole list of things. And he lists over there, Ruach HaKodesh, Eitzah, Anovo, Yiras Chet, this, that. He gives a list of a whole list, most unbelievable qualifications. Reb Chaim Vitalzal says, those rabbis who had something to say against the Arizal, let them look in the mirror, and let them look at this Mishnah, and see, is this them or not? And if it's not, then they need to know that all the learning that they did was not yet this yeshiva hakdosha. It's not what Rabbi Meir called Torah Lishmo. Because Rabbi Meir testifies that if you're learning Torah Lishmo, you will get to all of these madregos and nidos. And he says, I saw my Rabbi, the Arizal, and if you look into these sforim, you will see, you will testify to the fact that this was not a human being that wrote this. This wasn't a human being that figured this out. This is someone who went way above the madrega of malochim and everything. This is one who fulfilled exactly what Rabbi Meir said there. His limud of Torah was the style of this yeshiva. And during the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, he and his Talmidim achieved this in each generation. In each generation.